Jerry Lewis is best known for his goofy, broad film comedies from the 1950s and 60s, like The Nutty Professor.
Carbon dioxide has always been a gas. No, I didn't mean, yes, actually it kind of swings and...
But in the early 70s, Jerry Lewis decided to take a very serious turn. He starred in and directed a movie called The Day the Clown Cried. In it, Lewis plays a circus clown in Nazi Germany who entertains the children in a concentration camp as they're about to be murdered. The movie was never released, which may have been for the best, since lots of people say that it is the worst film ever made. Lewis has just donated his entire film archive to the Library of Congress, including a copy of The Day the Clown Cried. But he insisted that it not be shown to anybody for at least 10 years. So for now, only a handful of people have actually seen it. And one of them is my guest, the actor, writer, and radio host Harry Shearer, who's probably best known as the voice of Montgomery Burns and Ned Flanders and lots of other characters on The Simpsons. Harry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kurt.
So this, according to Jerry's instructions, can't be seen for 10 years when, if he is still living, he'll be 99. What's that about, do you suppose?
There were years when Jerry Lewis didn't say anything publicly about it. But, you know, in recent years, Jerry Lewis has been very forthright himself in saying it was awful. It was a bad movie. That's why he doesn't want people to see it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't blame a person for saying, I hate this piece of work. I don't want to be around when people see it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
It was bad, bad, bad. It could have been wonderful, but I slipped up.
That was Jerry Lewis in a recent BBC documentary about The Day the Clown Cried. Now, I probably, unlike perhaps Jerry Lewis, will live another 10 years, so I'll get to see it.
Now, you are a lucky man. Well, take your vitamins is all I can say. Do your yoga.
The synopsis of the film just sounds impossibly bad. Is it beyond that synopsis? Is that fair, or is there more to the story?
I think it's worse than you would be led to believe just by the force of your own imagination. I think that's the power at work here. It was described to me before I saw it, and it exceeded my expectations in that regard.
How did you get to see it? Because it was never actually properly finished or released.
No, I saw a rough cut of it, which was made available for me to see on a very limited basis by somebody who had access to it for a very limited period of time.
It was Gary Lewis, wasn't it?
It was not. No, I'm not going to go down the list with you. It was none of Jerry's sons, let's put it that way.
And this was when that you saw it?
This was, let's see, in the mid to late 70s.
Uh-huh. So it was new still.
It was fresh in that very particular sense of the word. In chronologically speaking, it was fresh.
And even though it was so traumatizing that you don't remember very many specific moments, were there?
Don't feel sorry for me.
Were there? I mean, was it?
I didn't need therapy afterwards.
Was it just the notion of Jerry Lewis being a clown?
No. It was the actual treatment of it. It was the actual
the lines and the jokes and the
ham-handedness. There were very few jokes. It was. I just remember the overall feeling of it, which was it couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah. What was going through his mind as he thought, okay, I've read this script and I can make, I can do this? What do you think he was thinking?
You have to remember, Jerry Lewis is the author of a book called The Total Filmmaker. He had an extremely high opinion of himself as a filmmaker, as a director, as an auteur. This was encouraged at the time by the French, I think, still doing that.
Who regard him as a great filmmaker.
Yeah.
Then I wound up getting 8 Best Director of the Year awards in Europe, 1 here in England.
Your own people don't estimate you, haven't really given you the kind of accolades that perhaps you deserve and that the French have given you.
Well, the Americans have no taste. We know that.
So he had no reason in the world of Jerry Lewis to believe that he couldn't do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes as no surprise that like a lot of people in other circumstances, say certain people running for president or certain people occupying the White House, there don't seem to be a sufficient number of people around him to say the crucial words, "Are you out of your mind, sir?"
Yes. Yeah. Harry Shearer, it is always a pleasure. We'll talk again, and thanks for doing this.
My pleasure, Kurt. Always a pleasure.
Harry Shearer is the host of the public radio program and podcast Le Show, and stars as Richard Nixon in the series Nixon's the One. Do you do Jerry Lewis? Is he one of your voices?
I mean, you know, if I'm awakened in the middle of a deep sleep in the middle of the night and somebody says, "Do Hey Lady or We Kill You," I'll do a Hey Lady.
By the way, if you'd like to find out even more about The Day the Clown Cried, 24 years ago, when I was editing Spy Magazine, we published an oral history of the film called Jerry Goes to Death Camp. And you can find a link to that piece at studio360.org.